This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 388 for Thursday, May 9th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Thursday, backing away from overnight gains as losses in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola 30 cents to $5 lower at the close, July down 5.10 at $651.60 per ton. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were also down on the day, adding to the soft tone in canola. Chart-based positioning was a feature. Amid ideas, the rally earlier in May was starting to look overdone. Recent rains across much of Western Canada were another bearish influence, as dryness concerns have subsided for the time being. In the U.S., activity was mixed with gains in wheat but losses in soybeans and corn. Positioning ahead of tomorrow's monthly USDA supply-demand report was behind much of today's activity, with that report including the agency's first estimates on new crop production. Soybeans, they were down across the board, posting sharp losses 19 cents lower in July at $12.08 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included about 430,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 4,500 tons to move next year. That was in line with expectations. A 24-hour general strike in Argentina has halted soybean processing and export movement out of the country. Average trade estimates ahead of Friday's report call for increased U.S. soybean production and ending stocks on the year. South American production estimates will also be followed closely, as the USDA is still thought to be overstating the size of Brazil's crop. Corn futures posting small losses, down only 2 cents in July at $4.56 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales were up 17% on the week, at just under 900,000 tons of old crop business, with an additional flash sale of 132,000 tons to Mexico also reported. U.S. corn ending stocks are also expected to be higher next year. Wheat, meanwhile, supported by weather concerns out of Russia. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the July contract at $7.04 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 3 cents in July at $6.51 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat up 3 cents in the July contract at $6.37 per bushel. Russia declared a state of emergency in three key wheat growing areas as frost damaged grain crops and fields will need to be replanted. Chart-based buying contributed to the gains, although resistance held to the upside and wheat ended off its highs for the day. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 9th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.